Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's continue to look back at some of the big events of 2014, but from a slightly different point of view, with political satirist Jimmy Tingle. Jimmy will be performing this Saturday at Sanders Theater in Cambridge. His show is called Jimmy Tingle, Humor for Humanity. And Jimmy, nice to have you back on Radio Boston, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Anthony. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to have you. So let's start with one of the big local stories, and that is this past year we elected a new governor in Massachusetts. Charlie Baker, of course, defeated Attorney General Martha Coakley. And I understand you got involved in this election this year.
I got to tell you, I kind of like Charlie. And the reason I like him is because he's a different type of Republican. You know, he's pro-choice, he's pro-gun control, he's pro-gay marriage. He's a different Republican.
Right.
He's a Democrat. And as a registered Democrat, I like that. But I want to say, whatever side of the political aisle you're on, do yourself a favor and get involved in a campaign. You know, it is a blast.
So what did you do?
I helped Martha Coakley. As a Democrat, I helped Martha. So I was out there holding a sign for her in Central Square, Cambridge, right, in my old neighborhood, on election day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm trying to encourage people to get to the polls, you know. Come on, you people. We're going to get out there and help elect Martha Coakley, first woman governor of Massachusetts. Come on, now get out there. And kids are walking past me, you know, 21 years old. They're not paying attention. So I start making things up, right, just to get their attention, just to get a rise out of them. Listen, you kids, I did not take a musket ball to the knee in the Battle of Bunker Hill so young professionals in Cambridge could squander their constitutional rights to vote. And this kid comes up to me, Anthony, I swear to God, dead serious. He's about 19 years old. He looks me in the eye and says, thank you. Thank you. I know we're all getting older, but really, 241?
All right, Jimmy, another story. Massachusetts will soon have legalized casinos,
that's
three
right.
of them at least.
That's right.
What's your view on this development and what it means to the Commonwealth?
Well, right now, there's 1,500 casinos on east of the Mississippi. Okay, so there's a saturation, and three closed in Atlantic City this year. So now three have opened up in Massachusetts, Springfield, Everett, and Plainville. Now, I think the only way Everett is going to be successful, they have to get local color, people from Everett doing the commercials.
So how would that go?
Just like the car dealers do. You have the guy that runs the cars, you know, the used car place doing his own commercials. I think we need that with Everett. Have some guy in front of an auto body shop, you know, with a wrench. Hey, forget about Vegas, Tahoe, Reno, Atlantic City, Foxwoods. Come to Everett. Experience the Mystic River. From the Latin word mystery. As in, the contents of the water is a mystery.
I think Steve Wynn's got another idea about promoting Everett.
Yeah.
Another big story this past year, Jimmy. General Motors recalling 29 million cars because of a faulty ignition switch.
That's an unbelievable
story. Tell me what you make of that.
Well, this faulty ignition switch was shutting off the gas pedal, shutting off the power steering, and shutting off the power brakes. Now, as a Boston driver, I don't really need that stuff. But, I mean, around the rest of the world, people were very, very upset.
But not here in Boston.
Not here in Boston. We can deal with it.
We can deal with it. Just business as usual. All right. Finally, Jimmy, we're moving into a new year.
Yes.
What's your message to your fellow citizens and elected officials as we prepare for 2015?
My message is simply this. The United States of America and every state and every city and town in this country and our country as a whole, we're in a marriage. We're in a marriage with one another, and we're in a marriage with the rest of the world. And for a marriage to succeed, there's got to be give and take. There's got to be compromise. Nobody gets everything they want. My wife and I have been married 18 years, okay? The reason it's so successful, we compromise. For example, this year I came down with a very heavy case of snoring, okay? I snore. Right?
The
I got a compromise.
Of many marriages.
Yes,
yeah. Right.
I got a compromise. I got a mouth guard, okay?
Yeah.
I got a mouth guard. My wife, she did her part. She got earplugs, okay? I got the mouth guard. She's got the earplugs, okay? Then I work nights. I come home some nights, 2, 3 in the morning. I have to turn on the lights. She compromised. She has a blindfold, okay? So I got the mouth guard. She's got the earplugs and she's got the blindfold, okay? Then she has hot flashes through the night, okay? And she wants to sleep with the window open, okay? With the fan blowing freezing cold air. There's a wind chill factor in our bedroom. There's a polar vortex coming through our window, our bedroom every single night. I got a compromise. I got sweatpants. I got socks, I got gloves, I got a hoodie, and I wear a hat, Okay? So I got the hat, the socks, the gloves, the hoodie.
And the mouth guard.
The mouth guard. She's got the blindfold, the earplugs, the fan, blowing the polar vortex through the window, right? Then she comes down this year with shaky leg syndrome, okay? She kicks all night. She kicks the hell out of me. I got to adapt. I got one goalie pad for my left leg, okay? So I got the goalie pad, the sweatpants, the socks, the hoodie, the hat, the gloves, the mouth guard. She's got the blindfold, the earplugs, the polar vortex blowing through the window. She got the shaky leg, and I toss and turn all night in my sleep. I don't want to hurt her, so she wears a helmet. So what I'm saying, Anthony, is after 18 years of marriage, we don't kiss goodnight, we headbutt. Good night, honey. Love you. Love you. And once a month, Anthony, we score.
Exciting nights in the Tingle household. That's Jimmy Tingle. His upcoming show, Jimmy Tingle Humor for Humanity, will be on stage this coming Saturday at Sanders Theater. You can get more information about it at RadioBoston.org. Jimmy Tingle, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And BUR, thanks so much for having me.
And sleep well tonight. Both you and your wife.
I got the mask.